Argentinian lawyer Tomás Ojeda Quintana assumed his post as the UN Special Rapporteur on May 1st. This was one day before Cyclone Nargis struck, leaving an estimated 134,000 people dead or missing. He says this catastrophic event triggered a number of events which have serious human rights implications. He says the day of the storm on May 2nd, about 1,000 prisoners in the town of Insane were forced into a hall after their jail's zinc roofs were torn off. He says many prisoners panicked and soldiers and riot police were called in to control the situation. He says they reportedly opened fire on the prisoners and a number were allegedly killed.
It's not that they were trying to escape. They under the cyclone circumstances, they were trying to save their life. And there are some reports that there are 30 or 40, perhaps, number of killings in the situation in the Insane prison.
Quintana is urging the authorities to conduct a thorough and transparent investigation to clarify the facts and identify the perpetrators of those arbitrary killings. The UN investigator is calling for the government to free all political prisoners, starting with Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, who remains under house arrest. Burma's military rulers deny they are holding political prisoners, but Quintana says he has received reports of people having been detained while protesting the recent constitutional referendum. He says they are among 1,900 political prisoners, including monks, rounded up after protests last September. He says he's worried about the arrest of the popular Burmese comedian Zergana, who had been leading some of the relief efforts after the cyclone.
I'm very concerned because I don't know so far about his whereabouts. I don't know if he's in detention in the police station or where. So I ask clarification for to the government on that.
Quintana has sharp words regarding alleged obstruction of humanitarian assistance to the victims of Cyclone Nargis. He says under international human rights law, if a country cannot provide for the needs of its people, then other means have to be found to assist them. He says aid should be allowed to flow freely to the victims. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.